On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo, the Nerds. I'm the Nerd, and you are?
Nerdette.
Miss Patriotic herself, how was your 4th of July?
Why would you say that?
Well, you were too busy snapping pictures instead of looking at photographs, or fireworks, rather. You want to talk about what you've seen?
Nothing. If you're 400 pounds in a bikini out in the street, I'm going to take a fucking picture and send it around to my people.
Let that be a lesson, people.
You're all out on display.
Mm-hmm.
If you do anything in front of my house,
mm-mm-mm,
pictures can be taken.
Man, I'm telling you.
I don't know what to tell you.
White trash.
This house has like become party central since the husband has moved out. So
yeah.
It, you know, you see some strange shit, and I happened to, it was freaking loud as hell last night because of obviously 4th of July. So I'm like, what in the hell is going on? So I opened, like, literally my blinds were open. I don't care.
So fucking uncomfortable.
I opened the blinds.
Fucking bitch.
Wide open. And I'm like, oh, hell no. So I snapped, like, 3 pictures and sent them to you.
The only thing you didn't do was fucking scream out the window and tell them to pose for you. Like, what the fuck?
I'm like, you see this shit? Oh, God. Yeah, so that's it.
Man.
That was my 4th. Like, listen, anything happens in front of the house. Like, I would expect the same if I went out there and did something.
Yeah.
I would expect it. Like, okay, I'm out front. I'm on display. Like, if someone could be... You're outside.
How much you want to bet there's photos of me out there fucking doing crazy shit, like flinging shit across the street at the neighbor's house, the dog shit that
like,
they left their dog shit
on. If you're probably out there in front of everybody, I'm sorry, but it's to be expected, which is why I don't go out there.
If you're screaming out front, you're yelling at somebody, we will watch.
I do out there is take out the trash, get to the car, and check the mailbox. We never sit out front. I don't garden.
Remember the guy vomiting? I videoed the guy vomiting his life away.
Just you step out your front door, you're on display, and that's the way I feel.
And I bitch about people recording, but you know these aren't people that are in desperate need of help. I would never record someone being attacked or in need of help. Oh look, this person broke their leg; they're crying for help. Let's put it on Instagram.
Was in like, oh no. God,
this
just
bitch,
no.
This bitch had red, white, and blue bikini on. It should have been on someone much hotter, much thinner. This person was just ugly and disgusting,
like,
but good for her. She was very confident. She had that going for her.
I'm like, well, there you go. It's the South, man. It's just a redneck fucking party over there.
Fuck it, man. You saw tons of ankle tattoos and tons of beer. This is the South, man. They were all fucking out there.
What's wrong with ankle? I have an ankle tattoo.
I know. That's why I said it. I was making fun of it.
Like, what's wrong with you?
But you know what I was just thinking? Like, we call those people white trash. They're having a white trash party, right?
Oh, we are too.
But how come you can say white trash and no one bats an eye? But if they were black neighbors or like this fucking black trash across the street, people would fucking, it would be uproar.
Can't say that.
Uproar.
Well, I'm white, so I can say that.
Did you see the Asian
white trash over there?
You see the Asian trash that we just ran into at the supermarket? Like, seriously, this thing, if you can insert any other race and it'd be racist, then it should be racist to call someone white trash. So I do apologize to all white people.
No, I don't. I'm white.
I know. I'm fucking around.
I'm
in a good mood.
Flying fuck. I'll call you the way I want to call you.
I'm in a good mood because it's a day after the holiday, which means last night I felt like I was in a fucking foxhole. There were bombs going off in front of the house. I felt like we were under attack.
Oh my God. So many fireworks in the backyard and crap. So
we were in fucking Normandy. We were over there in the Ukraine on the set of the production where they're filming the war.
She was out there setting them off.
Where they're filming the war. They got their actors in place. They're shooting off fireworks probably instead of real bombs. I don't believe that shit's going on. But yeah, I don't know. Really disgusting. But they had a lot of kids out there. They were out late too, weren't they?
Yeah, close to midnight.
Man, I don't know. But I do understand why veterans would get PTSD.
Yeah, it's loud.
It was loud. Like, there were a couple of times where I thought the shit was in my backyard when I was trying to go to sleep last. It was late.
Landing in the backyard.
Yeah.
Because I just went out there to check the yard after the dogs and stuff because we're supposed to get mowed again today. And I'm like, oh, motherfuckers. Shit all in the backyard.
Well, there it is, man. It's a fucking mess. But so far, so good. I haven't heard of any fingers being missing or anything. As long as there weren't fingerprints or body parts in the backyard, I don't give a shit. As long as just streamers or whatever the fuck paper comes off of the damn things. But what have you been up to there, champ? I know you've been up to something.
I haven't been up to anything.
Oh, yeah. You've been watching a certain show again.
I finished Sons of Anarchy. And let me tell you, I only had 3 episodes to get through yesterday. It took me all freaking day to get through 3 episodes.
Told you, your math doesn't add up, but mine does.
It took me all day to get those 3 hours done. Like, yeah. I had to keep stopping. Like, it was just so good. And they're the 3 best episodes of the... And I'm just like, God damn it, I just want to finish already. Mm-hmm. So I finally finished that, and then I watched the 60 Days In episode. And then I saw that The Witcher came out. And so I went to Netflix, and I'm like, well, maybe they have a recap or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel like rewatching the whole fucking thing, because I think that's got 2 seasons out. So I went and watched the recap, which is 3 minutes long. I didn't remember any of it. None of it.
The Witcher.
None of it was ringing a freaking bell. That's how long it's been since this fucking show has come out. And I don't remember any of it. I think I remember 2 scenes in that whole recap, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to have to go rewatch that shit.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like it. I remember liking it.
He fights monsters,
he's in
love with Yennefer.
You're right, but I'm like, I don't remember any of the shit. I'm going to literally have to go back and watch the whole fucking thing. So
Tess, Yennefer, Geralt, and that's all I know from the show because I played the video game, and I never watched the show. I didn't like it.
Well, I got plenty of time because the second part of the season comes out this month.
Maybe I'll watch The Witcher. I did enjoy the video game immensely. I played it from start to finish twice, and it's a fucking long-ass game. Maybe I'll start watching that one.
Yeah.
Do you think I would like it? I like the video game a lot.
You hated it, so I don't know.
I don't like Henry Cavill. I don't. I like him as Superman. That's all I see him as, and that's all he sees himself as. That's all he can do is Superman.
Well, you can't change your face. Like, he does do that look.
That expression. It's like Gal Gadot when she does that Wonder Woman, that head, that face to the side look that she does. Like, she squints her eyes and turns her head to the side. She does that.
As soon as he turns his head to the side, that's all you see is Superman.
Same thing with her.
Fuck. That's all you see. So I don't know, but people can't change their faces. It's just how they look. They can't help that.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right. What else you been watching?
I don't know why this is such a big deal. I've said several times that I'm going to end up watching it now. So now I'm in the middle of season 3 of Vampire Diaries. Before anybody says anything,
go ahead.
I did not watch any of season 1.
You skipped everything.
Because I rewatched the show so many times that, like, seriously, season 1, I can't stomach it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's getting to know who the vampires are and all this shit. And, like, all I care about, like, is give me the originals. And I know that they pop in season 2. So, season 2, I started with the premiere because of Catherine. Because I like her. Then I skipped a bunch of episodes to get to Elijah. Because I love him. And I'm like, okay.
Elliot? Are you talking about Elliot or...
His name is Elijah, and he's not blonde. So, I think we need to get your eyes checked.
I'm fucked up here.
Anyway, since Elijah's shown up, now I'm watching every episode. Okay. So, I don't know. I couldn't...
But is he the one you want to clap or something, or what the fuck? The look in her face just changed
people.
That would
be Damon.
Oh, Jesus. Well, there you go. She wants to clap Dolph. Well, hopefully he does me a favor and kills you afterwards, okay? Like, he doffs everyone else.
I don't know. So, yeah, but I think I'm on season 3, episode 2. Like, I'm not that far. But it's because I skipped a whole shitload. I don't need to watch all that.
I don't blame you. You didn't miss much, if anything. That's it? That's all you watched?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still watching. I'm on season 5, episode 10 as of right now. So, I've been flying through this fucking show. Watched it all day yesterday. Watched a lot of the day today while I was working, and I don't know, man. It's like I went out there and I was grabbing a drink while you were rewatching it, and I remembered certain parts of it, but it seems like I'm blowing through it too fast, where I'm like absorbing too much, and my attention span isn't 100% on everything all the time. So
yeah,
it's like
I
am missing a little bit.
You came out, you're like, wow, you're catching up quick, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm still on season 2.
Yeah, well, my girl got killed. Jenna fucking killed. They killed her, man. Jeez.
I'm not catching up at all. So, I don't know. Like, there's really been nothing. I'm just, I don't know. I'm waiting for my reality shows that they push. They pushed them all. Push. They pushed The Challenge. They pushed fucking Big Brother. They pushed my summer shit. So, like, it just kind of sucks.
Well, I'm enjoying the show. And so far, they haven't had a bad season, which is what I'm waiting for. Because every show that I've ever gotten into, they have, like, one or two bad seasons. They normally end up in the middle. Supernatural is my second favorite show of all time. And that one had about three in a row that were fucking terrible, but there were so many seasons it covered up for it. I mean, you got 12 good seasons, three bad ones. That's a hell of a show, in my opinion.
Yeah, but three in a row and you stuck it out. I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, one was really bad, then it was bad, then it got a little bit better, but they were all shitty. I mean, like, I would erase all three of those seasons and the show would have been perfect, probably, but
I just said, I don't know if I could do that. I'm doing it with Grey's Anatomy.
Do you fucking went through 10 losers in a row, probably, at a fucking 20-something season.
So I can't say that.
Motherfuckers lost more games in a row than the Yankees, motherfucking scumbags. But no, what the hell is it? And some baseball fans probably, like, do we tell they're on an 18-game winning streak? I don't fucking watch baseball. It's gay, okay? Baseball's not a sport. But no,
wow.
It's not a sport.
It is a sport.
If you can get drunk and eat hot dogs in the middle of playing, then you're not playing. You're chewing tobacco, you're hanging out with your friends. That's a fucking hangout. It's a hobby. It's not a sport. I'm sorry. But in football, you don't see the guys chugging beers on the sidelines because you can't. You would get hurt because you're playing a sport. You like that? But anyway, we'll see if the baseball will see. I will gladly talk to anyone about baseball and just bash it for however long they want to do this whole thing. But on this show, they've done, I'm on five seasons now. There's only eight seasons to the show. I can't imagine it getting worse. So this may be, from start to finish, a decent show.
Yeah.
I can obviously change my opinion of it because I haven't finished it. I've never watched it before. So I'm on season five. There's three more to go. I'll update as I get finished with this. I'm probably going to be finished with it by, today's Wednesday. I could finish it by Friday, maybe. But more than likely, Monday's show, I'll have a full recap and a grade for the Vampire. I will grade the Vampire Diaries, just like I did with Supernatural. Got a B+. Right now, if I had to give an early grade for Vampire Diaries, I would give it a solid B. Mm-hmm. It's a very good show. I have to see how it finishes. Could go higher, could go lower. It's a very good show. So see, I do take back some of the things I've said about it. I will take back, even though I will add that people are coming back from the dead, which is like, what the fuck?
A Supernatural show.
It's getting very annoying already with the bringing back. I mean, as some of the people that they killed off, I'm like, oh, I like this person. It sucks that they died, but then they bring them back, and I'm like, then why the fuck are they, you know, you can't trust the death if they're just going to bring people right back. They did get rid of one person I really hated, the guy Tyler. I fucking couldn't stand him. His acting style is really bad. He reminds me of, like, early to mid-90s, like, Hercules, Xena, Power Ranger acting, like, oh my god, we gotta go fight the bad guy, you know? Like, he just sounds like he's putting on an act. A just terrible actor in a show full of really good actors. Like, each person has played two or three different roles. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get to one of them in a minute. But before I do, I'm gonna give your guy Dolph, your boyfriend Dolph, some fucking credit. He's probably my second favorite male character on the show.
Second favorite male character?
Yeah, I'm gonna get to my new favorite in a minute.
Oh shit, okay.
My new favorite in a minute. Dolph was my favorite, but now I got a new favorite for now.
Interesting.
But he had this great scene that it was such a funny scene that I had to immediately look up GIFs online to find this scene. And I stopped it right after it happened. I was laughing so hard. I ran out there and was like, dude, fucking Dolph just did the coolest shit. And then I made you put it on and watch it. Where there's a scene where the girl and the guy are like crying and the girl lost her soul, her humanity, and she was trying to get it back. She's a vampire. And she didn't really want it back. And the guys are trying to trick her into accepting it and trying to hurt her feelings. So they get this character that I fucking despise on the show and basically brought him to her and was like, we're going to bring back your humanity and we're going to make you care about something, make you feel something in order to get it back. And the guy's sitting there like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the fucking Dolph is holding the guy by the neck and he's like, I'm sick of playing games with you. If you don't fucking get this humanity back, I'm going to kill the son of a bitch in front of you and make you feel something. And before she says, Dolph, don't, before she finishes the sentence, the guy's neck is snapped and he's fallen to the floor dead. And that was probably the most Dolph thing that he's done so far. And it made me laugh so fucking hard because it's like the girl's like, no, snap, dead. Just didn't give a shit and killed the guy. And it was the person I hated, so that was my favorite moment of his. But my new number one favorite in the show was a character named Silas. Fucking hilarious. Absolutely hilarious character. He has the kind of deadpan delivery that I have when I'm talking or when I'm saying something fucked up. I'll say it in the most calm voice. Just like the Silas character, and I love him so much for it. And he's only been on for a couple episodes so far, and I'm like, that's my new favorite character by far. One scene of his where he's sitting at a bus stop for no reason, just sitting at a bus stop. The guy is just random as hell. He's just sitting there, just pondering life. And this young in love couple were there after he gets his heart broken. He's talking to him. He's like, you know, love is a great thing. And he's talking to him, and he's like, I've been around for 1,000 years. People are like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? He's creepy. And then all of a sudden, he like kills the guy for no reason, because he's a witch, and he's saying some shit. He's like, well, I got my heart broken. I'm gonna make your life miserable by making you watch him die, and then I'm gonna kill you next. And then the girl gets up and runs. He's like, oh, what a pity. And then he says something to Dolph, and he's fucking with Dolph later on in the show, and he's like, Dolph called him for help for something. That's not entirely clear yet, because I haven't gotten that far yet in the show, but he's trying to get help from this guy, Silas. I think it's to bring the hot chocolate back from the dead. It's only he can bring hot chocolate back from the dead.
The fucking nicknames is killing me.
But the thing is, hot chocolate is back from the dead. So this happened. I'm all over the place with this show, because I burned through so many. But the scene was, Dolph calls him on the phone. He's like, hey, Silas, you're supposed to help us out with this thing, right? And he's like, why? He's like, why are you fucking at a bus stop? He's like, I'm just here, just pondering life. And he's like, you're still going to help us, right? That's what Dolph says to him. He's like, no. He's like, I just decided I just really don't like you, and I prefer to watch you suffer, so I'm not going to help you anymore. Click. And Dolph's just sitting there like, what the fuck? And it's just funny stuff like that makes me laugh. And I don't know, he's just a really good character. So Silas gets a thumbs up from me. Dolph takes a step backwards, but I still like Dolph. It's just the Silas guy. So fucking funny. He's just so calm.
Does he look like Justin Bieber?
Yeah, he looks just like Justin Bieber for some reason. But he's very funny. He's a very funny version. I don't know if this show is just really cheap with the budget, that they just can't hire different actors, but it's like this Elena chick has played now 4 different people.
Yeah.
She's played herself,
but
Catherine.
She's good at it.
She's very good. She's really good. Like, yeah. A really good actress. She plays the part of, like, innocent little girl. I mean, she's like, what, like a college student, but she plays like a little, like, lost, scared little girl. And then she's this sexy woman in, like, the next scene. It's like, what the fuck happened? Just a simple hair change and attitude change. And she's mm-hmm. on it, man. She's really good. I'm still Team Caroline after 5 seasons, though. I mean, 5.5 seasons. I think she's my girl from start to finish. I have a character, finally, from start to finish that I root for the whole time. Hopefully they don't screw her up. They still got 2.5 seasons more to go. Shopping for Caroline t-shirts online today. That's how much I like this character. She's just a badass, really badass character. So I'll give my full review on Monday.
I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
I'm gonna finish it.
And it's nice that when I'm watching it out there, you're like, oh, I actually know who the characters now. I know exactly what's happening. Like, that's nice.
Of course, I come out there and the scene is Jenna dying. Of course, is the one you have it on because you knew I was coming.
That's not true.
But other than that, I haven't been watching anything. I have a whole list of shit to watch. I just added The Witcher to my list, so I'm going to be watching The Witcher probably. I'll probably start that this week, and I don't know. I'm just trying to keep myself busy.
Well, the whole
busy.
Season's not out yet, so you might want to wait.
I haven't watched any of The Witcher, so I got a couple things to catch up on.
Oh.
So I'm going to watch all the bullshit ones and then get it caught up. I'll give it a shot. I'll see what happens. I mean, it's got things I like, and I know the characters already, so one would think I would love this, so maybe I'll give it a fair shot, so. I haven't done anything else. I've been playing the video game and just trying to live my life. There's a lot of shit to talk about, though, so I'm ready to get on into it.
All right, well, today is July 5th. It's Bikini Day, National Apple Turnover Day, National Graham Cracker Day, and Work Without Your Hands Day.
I do that every day.
July 6th is World Kiss Day, National Fried Chicken Day, and Umbrella Cover Day.
Okay. There's some good days in there.
I don't know why the umbrella cover needs a day.
Umbrella
it's
cover.
It's the most useless freaking thing.
It is.
It's the most useless thing. Because, like, now you got... Okay, so you got an umbrella in one hand. Now you got to carry the freaking stupid cover.
Yeah, and getting it back in there, it never goes in there the same way it comes out. You know,
it's just useless. Yeah. I usually throw them out.
Yeah, why the fuck do you need a cover if the umbrella has a tie on it?
Yeah, I don't know.
They all have those ties where you button it shut. You keep it from flapping open. I don't get it.
I guess in case the tie breaks.
But who the fuck needs a case for
their umbrella? I literally never use them. I just end up throwing them out. So
I don't know. I really liked your segment, but not as much as your favorite sponsor of the show, our friends over at Built Bar. And they sent over a read because apparently I just go off about how much I love these bars too much. Guess what, people? You can get your coffee craving without any of the coffee shop hassle. It's cappuccino without the fuss. Made with decaf Colombian coffee, this sweet treat will give your taste buds all the jitters. That's cappuccino puff built bars, and you could also get the blueberry muffin bar. You can enjoy the incredible taste of blueberry muffin Built Bars. These 140 calorie bars are packed with real blueberry flavor and encased in 100% real chocolate. It's the perfect sweet snack for any time of the day. So you can have one for breakfast and one for lunch. And you don't have to drink that nasty-ass coffee to get that coffee flavor. So go to Built.com, use your code VOMSHOW to save 15%, and get free shipping. So they really love your segment. They wanted me to let you know that.
Yeah.
Such a fucking scumbag. All right, so we got a lot of stuff. And there actually is a special bonus story involving The Witcher coming up later on that my BFF sent then. So how weird is that, that you were talking about The Witcher, and we have a special story to close the show
involving The Witcher? I'm afraid to know what it is.
So, Florida man wants to wish the birthday boy, girl, it, she, they, them, whatever the hell they identify as, a happy birthday, because today's July 5th. And this one was getting busy. This Florida man was arrested for pleasuring himself with an ice pack in front of first responders.
An ice pack?
They are soft.
They're cold.
Yeah, that's the problem there.
It's an ice pack.
I mean, maybe you're practicing boner sustainability there. Because you know how they say, oh, it's cold, must be cold. Must be cold in the water when you come out. So maybe this guy's trying to, like... You know how in The Vampire Diaries, how they drink a little vervain here and there to get themselves a tolerance to it? Maybe he's going cold at a time so he can go into an ice lake and come out with a raging erection still. Maybe that's his purpose. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe he's fucking Frosty the Snowman and wants to keep it up. I don't know, man. So a Florida man has been arrested for pleasuring himself with an ice pack while first responders run call to assist him with breathing issues. You really like that analogy. I see you were digging that analogy of the vervain, huh?
No, I'm just liking the fact that you...
You were digging it.
...like the show so much that everything that you hated when I would talk about it, you are now using as examples.
Not that one.
Like, it's funny when you bring stuff up. It's like, wow.
Hey, you paid attention.
Okay.
On October 14, 30-year-old Terry Majors of Pinellas County, Florida, was arrested and charged with exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. He was released on October 15th on his own recognizance. So it was a misdemeanor there in Florida, but in New York and California, it's a daily occurrence. According to an arrest report, Majors called 911 because he was experiencing shortness of breath. Once the crew arrived, Majors removed his clothing and began masturbating with an ice pack in the presence of first responders. I mean, do you wrap it around your hand and just like... I don't even want to know how you masturbate with an ice pack. But good for this Florida man for trying to figure it out at least, right?
Yuck.
Oh my God, fucking disgusting. I don't know, it's just horrible. Now listen, I was seriously concerned and this show would have gone a different route today and we were going to rip up all the articles and just say we're just going to talk for an hour and just more or less a plea, a cry for help. We were going to ask our listeners to locate somebody for us because we haven't heard from this person in a while. But I did get a telegram from Sherry and she wanted me to let you know something.
Unbelievable.
Well, now we can have a regular show. I was really worried we were going to have to send out an APB or figure something out here.
I had the stalking app. I was able to find her. She was fine. I knew exactly where she was.
Oh, well, that's a relief. Okay.
What building she was in and everything.
What building?
And for how long she was there.
Oh, my God. You're a fucking crazy bitch. All right. So she wanted me to let you know that she got you guys concert tickets, but you better be on your best behavior when she picks you up, okay? Because Adele's warning fans about throwing things on stage.
You mentioned concert tickets, and I do have to just mention this really quick. When we were at the water park the other day, this bitch walked by with the New Kids on the Block shirt, and I was so shocked. Mm-hmm. I was so freaking shocked. A new one from a recent tour. And I'm like, holy fuck, I'm not the only one.
Of course you're not. They sold how many millions of records?
You never see another person. I was like, oh my God, I like that shirt. Yeah. And then she walked by and it had like the list of the tour. And I'm like, fucking bitch, went to the goddamn tour.
Oh my God. I don't think she went to the tour.
Oh, that's the one I really wanted to go to.
She's the type that would hang out at the hotel. She couldn't afford tickets and just wanted to fuck one of them for a shirt, I guarantee
you. That was
a
really nice shirt.
She ended up fucking a roadie. Those guys are all married and I think two of them are gay, so, I mean.
Oh my God.
Probably fuck the roadie. He's like, I'll give you this shirt, bitch. All right, so Sherry wanted me to let you know that. Yeah. Adele is telling you
to
be careful. Just be on your best behavior when she takes you to the show. So during a Weekends with Adele show in Las Vegas, the Hello singer took a moment to speak out about the recent incidents involving fans throwing objects towards artists. Have you noticed how people are, like, forgetting fucking etiquette in America? You're just throwing shit on stage. Have you seen that? She asked. She held a t-shirt gun, according to Deadline. I dare you. I fucking dare you to throw something at me. Adele's message comes after artists like Kelsea Ballerini and Nerd's new favorite, Bebe Rexha, were hurt in such incidents.
Unbelievable.
And not even the one song this chick sang. Bebe was hit in the face with a cell phone while before that poor baby on stage Sunday, June 18th in New York City. The suspect, 27-year-old Nicholas Malvagna, admitted to intentionally throwing the phone and was taken into custody and appeared in court for arraignment on charges that included assault, harassment, aggravated assault, and attempted assault. So Adele is telling people, like, fucking bring it,
bitch. Another concert. I don't know whose concert it was, but someone threw up, like, their mother's ashes or something.
Maybe the mom always wanted to meet that artist, and that was her way of just giving that.
Someone threw up, like a sex toy at the Lil Nas X thing. That fucking freak. People are throwing things up on these stages, like, constantly now. I don't know if that's a new TikTok trend or what.
You know what, man? I mean,
that's awful, because I would be afraid to get hurt.
You know
hit
what?
With something.
Let's just say there was a special event that we had here in Myrtle Beach where people were coming. I want to see like a live podcast or something, right? We charged tickets, like $5 a ticket. And half the people were there. They were like, you know, fucking leftists. And they were like, I fucking hate you guys. And they're throwing shit at us. The first thought would be like, hey, they bought tickets. Thanks. You know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck?
But, like, I understand. Like, people used to throw, like, bras and underwear and shit. Yeah. Like, that shit's soft. Yeah. When you start throwing solid objects up at people, like, that's that you got to be careful with. You can't be doing that
shit.
Well,
that's when you set an example, too. Like the bodyguard should beat the fuck out of this guy. Like, bring him backstage and show him some fucking justice. Yeah. And then you release pictures of the guy. Like, hey, this is what happens when you show up at our fucking concert throwing shit. Like, maybe when people are walking into the venue, have pictures of the people that got their asses beat. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you fuck with Bebe Rexha, the nerd's going to do this to you motherfuckers, all right? This is what's going to happen to you, so. Sherry also wanted me to let you know that, sadly, there was one show you guys aren't going to be going to, so she got you the Adele tickets. She got you tickets to your guy's favorite rapper, FN The Dealer. FN The Dealer, your guy's favorite artist. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, another one I've never heard of.
You know, when we went on our first date, that song you had playing in the car, it was FN The Dealer. You guys can't go to his show because, unfortunately, he was arrested and charged with murder.
Jesus, dude.
So FN just couldn't keep himself out of trouble here. His name is Jacoby Moody. He was feeling very moody the day he killed somebody at only 18 years old. He was signed to a Young Thug's label, YSL. That's a Young Slimy something or other, right? Isn't that like the Young Slime? Isn't that what they were called at one point? We were trying to figure this out. We had a topic of one of them got killed.
I can't remember. Yeah, Slime sounds like it was part of it, though.
I don't know, but they basically, you know, brought in Jacoby Moody because they're losing people at such a fast rate to death. They brought in Young Jacoby Moody, FN The Dealer, your favorite rapper at 18. He was arrested and charged last week. He's also known as FN The Dealer. He was arrested after police responded to a Southwest Atlanta Wells Street location in reference to a person shot. Police located a man parked inside a parked running vehicle with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim died after being transported to a local hospital. Jury selection is set to resume July 10th, and I know you're going to be watching the live stream online of his court appearance. Yeah, you and Sherry are going to be checking that out. So this is on July 10th. So, yeah, he's been in jail for more than a year awaiting numerous RICO-related charges, and his attorneys have filed several motions to free his client on bond. This guy's a fucking waste of space, man. Seriously, these fucking rappers, dude, I just don't get it. You get signed to a record deal. The first thing people do when they get signed to anything that's going to pay them a substantial amount of money is maybe move away from the problems, get out of the situation that you're in. I mean, the first thing I would do is if I ever got like a windfall of money is I'm saying, okay, we're getting out of this neighborhood. We're going to a different one. We have a nice neighborhood, but move to a nicer one. You always want to improve yourself, right? You would think.
Yeah, I'd rather not look out my window at...
See fucking 400-pound whale just out there with fucking fireworks shooting out of her fucking rolls.
Oh, God. Well, a slippery guest got tangled up inside a family's home, and it took a team to rescue it safely. San Antonio Animal Care Services detailed a recent saga on Instagram when a spooked family called the police department after catching a glimpse of something slithering across the floor. Mm. Oh, God. So the police then called in the animal control agency, who realized a snake was making itself a home behind the family's fucking dishwasher.
Yep. Yep.
I would freak the fuck out, dude.
That would be us.
Fortunately, the animal expert had little fear of contact with the creepy crawly. The whole group worked together to move the kitchen appliance and scooped up the timid but friendly snake. Fuck that. The creature was identified as a ball python.
How the fuck do you know this snake is friendly?
I don't know.
Did you let it borrow your car and it brought it back full of gas or some shit? Like, what the fuck?
I'm sure they're holding the tail and the head, right? So you don't know if it's friendly.
Oh, it's friendly.
You're holding the head down.
I don't think its tail is supposed to rattle like that, sir.
The creature was identified as a ball python, which are commonly kept as pets. It's unclear where this snake came from and how it entered the house. The animal experts christened the snake Zolta and cared for the little one until it was transferred to a private rescue partner. No. No. Absolutely not. And you know, my friend from New York has been texting me almost every day this week.
Uh-oh.
Because she found a snake near her porch stair.
Oh, they're going to say, hey, is Nerd going to hang out with us when we come down?
So, she sent me a picture. This was a few days ago. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So, I sent her the picture I had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we had one underneath our stoop, too. So, then she texted me, I think it was yesterday. And she's like, there's multiple. There are now babies. And she sent a picture with they're all coiled up together. I'm like, fuck that. It's time to fucking move.
No, absolutely not.
I said, what are you going to do? She's like, I'm going to have, you know, my husband go out there and take care of the problem. I'm like,
Hey, good luck with that.
Oh, my God. They're everywhere right now.
Fuck, yeah. There's just too many of these fucking little bastards. I can't stand snakes. Let's just move on. I don't even want to talk about them. All right. So here's one that's going to really piss us off here. So... Fucking, you think about places like Walmart, Target, like Dollar General, just places where they hire, like, not the best talent, I guess, you know? They'll give people chances that aren't what you would consider, like, working class ready people. They'll hire disabled people, older people, and whatnot. You would think that these companies should take better care of them. You think that they are, you know, in most cases. But in this one, it's really sad. So this Goodwill... They hired a job coach who raped and disabled co-workers and told them not to tell. So this one's going to get you a little pissed off here. This is what I don't really... Man, you got to shine a light on this stuff, though, man. You know, you got to call people out on these things. And this is one of those sad ones here. So this Goodwill employee didn't show much goodwill. He raped disabled co-workers and warned them not to tell anyone else. The Tulsa Police Department Special Victims Unit said it began investigating after a Goodwill Industries worker reported she had been sexually abused. She reported that Mark Davenport, her supervisor and job coach at a Goodwill donation center, had kissed her on the mouth, fondled her, forced himself on her, and sexually assaulted her.
Jeez, man.
Davenport was entrusted with the responsibility of her safety and well-being and was employed to provide vocational assistance on behalf of Goodwill Industries of Tulsa through a Medicaid waiver that covers care for individuals with intellectual disabilities. So, during the report, they found there were multiple people there. And for some reason, I thought that... I mean, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I thought you could only have a certain amount of them in location. Because you can't have a store full of disabled people. It wouldn't run very well. You give them jobs that they can handle, right?
Yeah, but you can have more than one.
Based on disability? I guess. I mean, like door greeters. So. Like, you don't see them on the registers and shit.
Because not every place will hire them.
Yeah, plus there's different levels of disabilities, too.
I don't want to get them working.
Yeah, you think about... Yeah, we have a child with disability, so that's why I want to kind of talk about this one, because it's one of those things where you send them out to a place and you
She could. She works for Walmart without being paid.
Yeah.
Go up and down the aisle. She's literally straightening up every freaking shelf we walk by.
Every aisle we go in, she's grabbing stuff, putting it where it's supposed to be, turning cans. I'm like, kid, put it... You're not getting paid. Let's go. Trying to get her away from something is tough.
It's so cute. She would be able to do it. I would have to be with her.
Yeah.
I'd have to be with her.
I mean, they would have to pay you to do it as well. I mean, I wouldn't... I just... There's got to be a better system for disabled people, because you can't just trust any random person.
No.
I mean, like, I saw a job posting to be one of those people that just hangs out with the freaking disabled people all day long. And, I mean, I could do it, because I know I'm a good person. I'm not going to fucking beat on them and do weird shit to these people. But there are a lot of people that wouldn't... You know, you got to think there's a lot of bad people with intentions. And I saw the qualifications for this job was just show the fuck up with a pulse.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's that easy to get that job, this is what's going to happen, unfortunately. Anybody's going to come and get it. So, I mean, Yeah, it's pretty bad, and temptation's a hell of a thing for someone with bad intentions on their minds. Like, if you put someone in a store that sells high ticket items, even if the person doesn't like those high ticket items, they might steal something eventually. You get a creep in a job where they have some sort of power over people that don't know what the hell they're doing or how to say no, and they're going to take advantage of it. You know, it's fucked up, man. But there you go. You can't really trust anybody. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell we're going to do when she's the school's already working with her. Figuring out what her interests are and stuff, and what the game plan is for when she graduates, and I'm like, oh my god, please don't put her somewhere. I'll take care of her forever.
Well, I wonder if there's a thing where a parent can be that person, like maybe do that, because I don't understand why you have to have a specialist come in if these specialists aren't even trained in the first place. Because like I was saying, I saw the job posting, so there's got to be a better answer to it. It's like I feel like disabled people get shit on a lot. It's like, okay, let's give them their SSI, their disability, and get them the fuck out of our faces, you know? There's really no accountability or anything. They just kind of ship them out.
Yeah, because people don't care.
Hey, pay them, and there you go. They're disabled. We can't undisable them, so get them out of our fucking face. So that's pretty much how the attitude is with them. It's just really sad.
It's awful.
Something else that's sad is, you know, when a family gets broken up. So you got a lot of fatherless homes out there. Then you got some people that try to do the right thing, and they try to do these like child exchanges and drop-offs. But I unfortunately have a tale of when these drop-offs and exchanges can go wrong. And where else can something like this go wrong but at a fucking McDonald's, where a man was repeatedly stabbed during a child custody exchange there?
Oh, that's awful.
It happened in
Michigan.
I don't
know why I'm laughing, but that's awful.
I mean, just by telling you the title, where a man was stabbed repeatedly at a McDonald's during a custody exchange, he said something to baby mama.
I mean, just stab him what? Repeatedly?
She wanted this motherfucker dead. You're not going to get the money he owes you by killing him. I'm sorry. So anyway, he was repeatedly stabbed there. The Portage Department of Public Safety was called to the parking lot of McDonald's at about 6:30 p.m. on Monday, July 3rd. Officers learned two men, the suspect and his sister's ex-boyfriend, got into a fight during a child custody exchange. Okay, so the suspect is like, all right, you fucked my sister, I'm going to get my revenge, or you're a deadbeat. And the sad thing is the sister is at the hospital with the guy who got stabbed pressing charges against her brother for defending her. How much you want to bet? How much you want to fucking bet the sister is in that hospital like, yeah, my brother went crazy. You know, because that's how I've seen it. I grew up around this. I've dealt with this shit personally. Anyway, officers learned that two men, they got into a fight during the child custody exchange. The suspect, a 19-year-old man from Portage, then stabbed the ex-boyfriend several times in his back like a real man would in his back. Authorities said the injured man, a 24-year-old from Kalamazoo, was taken to a hospital with critical injuries. Other people who had gone to the exchange with both of the men also began fighting. I mean, what are they exchanging drugs or a child? This guy had a posse with him.
Yeah. There must be a restraining order or something.
I don't know, man.
Because it says several times that these are the two at the exchange of the child.
Yeah.
So she's never there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a reason for that.
I mean, at some point there must have been some sort of love.
Yeah.
Or something happened. I mean, they made a baby together. How can get to this point from, you know, the beautiful copulation of making a baby to that? To your brother fucking getting stabbed by the son of a bitch. What the fuck? Anyway, the 19-year-old man was... several people were injured. So the posses were fighting each other, too. It's just the one that was reported was the stab victim. But the posses were fighting. Several were injured. They all refused medical treatment. Because they ain't bitches. They'd rather bleed out in the car while their homeboy is fucking rubbing spit on their fucking bullet wound. McClacky News reached out to the Portage Department of Public Safety on July 4th for updated information and was awaiting a response. So, yeah, for some reason they included the domestic violence hotline number, even though I don't think the brother was fucking the ex. I think it was the girl. But whatever, you know. This is what happened there. So.
That could be it, though. Like, she's never at the drop-off.
That's what it was, yeah. Okay.
That's probably why they're not together anymore. There's a restraining order, so the brother has to go and do the drop-off, and they don't get along. You beat my sister, whatever.
And then he had the posse.
And you got the posses involved.
The posses were there.
Everyone's just stabbing each other outside McDonald's and having grand old time.
What is with a posse? Seriously.
Listen, you got to bring your buddies with you to make sure that you got back up. If they got back up, you can't come alone.
So does that make the person who is the fighter the leader of the posse? Because I've always watched those old Batmans where, like, the Joker would have a bunch of guys that just had his color on that had no names. And they would just go like, and get beat up. Is that the
buddy,
posse?
I'm going to back them up. If something happens, something goes down, I'm here to, you know, to back them up.
So were they supposed to be the ones that get beat up while the main fighter runs away and gets away? And I'll get you next time. I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, this dude was a pussy, man. He stabbed him multiple times in the back.
In the back. He turned his back. All right, I'll see you later.
Dude didn't stand a chance.
I said, I'll see you later. You're going to turn around?
Oh, God. You know, if all this happened in front of a child, too, that's messed up.
This child's set up for failure from the start. I mean, from inception, this child was doomed for failure.
Mattel is making efforts to turn another beloved brand into a blockbuster hit. I don't understand why this is happening. It's like we have Barbie now, and it's all going downhill from there.
Mm.
The forthcoming Barney film from Mattel Films.
He's been around forever.
Has been revealed. Why the hell do we need a Barney film?
I don't think you need it, but he's been around for. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. And it's not going to be for kids. The live-action film will star Oscar winner Daniel, I can't pronounce his last name, so I'll probably fuck it up, Kaluuya? No idea who that is.
I think he's an actor I like.
An executive, if I saw him, I probably know him, but I don't know who the fuck that is.
I think he's a dude from Get Out. Really good actor, if it's him.
An executive from Mattel, which owns Barney, told The New Yorker the Barney movie will be a surrealistic and adult-focused. It will be an A24-type project, which whatever that means. We're leaning into the millennial angst of the property rather than fine-tuning this for kids. It's really a play for adults, not that it's R-rated, but it'll focus on some of the trials and tribulations of being 30-something growing up with Barney, just the level of disenchantment within the generation. Mattel is already working on a Hot Wheels movie with J.J. Abrams and another with Vin Diesel based on Rock'em Sock'em.
Oh, okay, I thought Vin Diesel was going to be involved with Hot Wheels. Like, we already got fucking 11 of these, all right? They're Vin.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Why?
They just did that with Hugh Jackman, just did that fucking movie.
Who's doing that?
Hugh Jackman was in that movie where they fought robots and boxed and shit. He was a trainer for them or something like that. It was based off a Twilight Zone episode, like everything else was.
It's just weird that we're just... I don't know why they're making these movies.
But why Barney, though? And what the fuck is
Barney?
Why
any of them?
Why Barney to a 30-year-old? What the fuck's he gonna do? Hi, I'm Barney.
And it's for adults, so I would... like.
Oh, come on there, Kevin. Put the gun out of your mouth.
You sound
mouth.
Like Kermit. You don't sound like Barney
Put
at all.
Put the gun out of your mouth. It's not that bad. All right, fucking do it. But where'd you stash the weed? I don't know. What the fuck?
I don't know. I just don't see it.
I don't get it either. I don't... I mean, what the fuck? Seriously, what... Barney was about songs and dance and baby bop and all that weird shit that they did. And the reason I even know... Because I was 9 and my nephews and nieces were into that shit. And I remember Mr. Knickerbocker, the concert that they had or some shit, they had that VHS tape would play from start to finish. The kids would cry and they would be drinking, my older siblings... And they would just put it back on to shut the kids up. So they would play it over and over again. And I'd be suffering because we only had the one TV at the time. So I'd be fucking pissed off. So
these kids never watch Barney. Thank God for that.
I don't know how you can make that adult. How can you?
I don't know.
Winnie the Pooh it? You know? That could be it?
Oh.
Murder?
Yeah,
massacre?
Maybe.
Barney's a dinosaur Barney that went
psycho?
Out of control? Maybe. Or it should be about the guy in the suit. He's a fucking meth addiction or some shit. He's just fucking killing hookers on the side. You see him take off the Barney helmet. He's this fucking scumbag. He's got like bandages all over his face from cuts. You
in
know,
a Rock'em Sock'em movie.
They've already done that multiple times.
See, I didn't know that.
There was a Hugh Jackman Real Steel, I think it was called, or some shit like that, where it's basically it's robots versus humans in boxing and shit, from what I understand.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's like the Barbie I can get behind, but the rest, like this, now we're just getting weird.
What the fuck? Hot Wheels? They're just looking at toys now? What the fuck
is
next?
Well, the Hot Wheels, like, they do have a TV show that I have not watched, surprisingly, but it's on, I see it on, like, the Peacock app, I think, where there's a Hot Wheels thing. I don't freaking know, so.
But Hot Wheels, there weren't humans driving the car. They were just fucking cars that weird creepy grown men fucking take their sweet time going through each one in the toy aisle in Walmart. It just creeped me the fuck out.
I had a ton of them as a kid. A ton of Hot Wheels cars.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The fucking weird guy who's just standing there. He's just like...
Gotta collect them all.
Yeah, he's just sitting there going through, and he's got like a shopping cart next to him with all the cars in it. He's going through the Hot Wheel display, and you're like, what the fuck? This guy's just hanging out. And you think he's a creep because he's next to like fucking dolls and shit. And you're like, why is he here? Yeah, fuck that. I don't know. Fuck that shit. I was never a Hot Wheels fan. I know you said you collected them, but...
I loved them. I was super young, though. I had like a whole like container full of Hot Wheels cars. They were all different, and I loved them.
But what did you do with them? You can't play like vroom vroom.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you do?
Mold them around. How do you play? I don't know. We would just... Jenna used to have a ton of them.
She did.
She wanted them all the time. Every time we went to the store, she wanted freaking Hot Wheels, and she would line them up and do her thing, and like I played with them, too.
I just don't know how you play with a Hot Wheel, though. Like, there's no storyline. It's like, I'm a vroom, vroom, vroom.
Shut up. Don't make fun of my toys.
Hey, I'm going to call my friends over to play vroom. I'm just going to have her car.
Oh, my God.
She's going to put her little index fingers on them, make them go around in circles.
Listen, I had Barbies, too. Okay, I had other toys to play with, but I loved my Hot Wheels. They were
But
all
I understand
cool
Barbie. I understand Barbie. You can take the clothes off, have Ken come over. You can have them in the dream house. You can go out to the hot tub with real water in it. Mm-hmm. But Hot Wheels is just a steel car. No one goes in. You can't even open
the
fucking doors on the old ones.
You buy the tracks and like put them on the tracks and they go around and...
No.
Listen, yes, it was cool. I liked them. I was super young, though.
Hot Wheels are stupid. And that was the worst present I've ever received in my life was a fucking train set. I'm just saying train set. It reminds me of Hot Wheels because of the track you were talking about.
Yeah.
Worst present I ever got. It took them hours to put this shit together, and I remember being a kid, and I first learned how to be polite this day, because I hated the present, and everyone's all happy except for me, and I'm like, yay! As I have my Game Boy, I just got like 20 minutes beforehand, I'm like, I don't like that, I like this. Alright, so speaking of punk kids, like myself, listen, this is fucking horrible, and of course it's in San Francisco, where mothers are being attacked by baseball bat-wielding children. As the crime wave intensifies in San Francisco.
That's awful.
So baseball bat-wielding gangs of children are mugging mothers and nannies on the school run in the latest crime wave to hit San Francisco. Even in San Francisco, the fucking criminals are pussies. Seriously, they're preying on nannies and women. I guess most criminals do shit like that, though, right?
Well, yeah, you're going to go rob a grown-ass man?
Yeah, like, go ahead and try that shit, twink.
You can do that now. Yeah. Not so manly anymore.
Not so manly anymore, no.
So, I don't know, but I mean, yeah, who would you expect them to go after?
I don't know, man, but this is crazy. It's a crime wave, apparently, where No Valley, also known as Stroller Valley, because of the growing population of young families, endured 11 phone robberies that are believed to have been carried out by the same gang who are targeting women picking up children from school. One woman was reportedly hit with a baseball bat while another was punched in the face before the offender ran to a getaway car and drove off. So they're not children. They got cars. They're probably like teens.
Yeah. It's got to be like high school kids.
On Thursday, the police had arrested one minor in connection with the 11 robberies and were searching for the others. Rafael Mandelman, who sits on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which is responsible for legislating, said there are a growing number of children doing these really awful things. That's all he said. That was his statement. He's in charge of this shit. And he's... You know, there's a lot of kids doing bad stuff nowadays. That was his statement. So I think that what happened with kids not being in school, I think there may be something going on with that we're going to be experiencing for a while, pent-up aggression, according to the school superintendent. They added that a couple of years where school was erratic or non-existent, where everyone was under stress, parents and caregivers were also under stress as well. It impacted the kids negatively and sociologically. Who knows what was going on, but I would not be surprised if we're going to be facing this for a long time. So they're saying that these kids are going crazy because of COVID, and I don't think that's the case at all.
No, there's just no... You're not doing anything about it.
They live in San Francisco. Done, so. You look out the window there, and you're a product of your surroundings. You really are. You look outside, there's nothing but homelessness, filth, drugs. There's people pass out in the streets. There's piles of shit you have to climb over.
At what point are they going to stop blaming the pandemic?
They blame COVID for everything before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and after the fake pandemic.
At some point, you've got to take responsibility for it. You're not keeping control over there, and that's your problem.
You're still hearing because of COVID. Oh, mail's still slow. Why? Oh, because of COVID. No, motherfucker. I didn't buy it because of COVID excuse like a fucking virus is slowing down the mail. Like, what the... The whole thing was bullshit from the start, but I don't want to go down that whole rabbit hole of fucking lies and deceit, because that's all it was from day one.
Yeah, but they got to stop saying that in freaking articles. Well, the kids are going crazy because of COVID.
No, because you guys shut the schools down. You fucking made them stay home. They didn't learn anything. I mean, they got hormones. They got to be out. They got to be around their own. You know, kids don't like being around adults all day long. I try to tell people all the fucking time, if you got teenagers in the house, the last thing they... I just saw my fucking older kid for the first time all day about 15 minutes ago. Yeah. And I won't see her again until tomorrow at the same time, probably. It's just the way it is, man. Kids just don't like being around us. They don't like being around you. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. But
it's the way
really
teenagers
fucked up.
Are. They're moody.
It's the way
they're
they
moody,
are.
Moody, and they definitely don't want to hang around adults at all.
And I don't want to hang around them either, so it's a perfect fucking situation. Yeah. It's great. I'm fucking loving it. All right, so you've heard of the phrase stick in the mud, right? The old stick in the mud.
Yeah, are you going to talk about the woman?
Did you hear about the woman that was stuck in the mud?
Yes.
Did you have this one?
No, I didn't have it. I didn't even read the article. I saw the title and I was just like, what the hell?
Man, there's a couple. I have a couple of really big pet peeves in life. And just useless people is probably right at the top of the list. Like, not even useless because you don't know how to do something. It's useless because what can you do? You can't do shit. Simple task in life. You can't fucking function. Here's a story about one of them in particular here. This woman in Massachusetts, she'd been missing for a week. She was found Monday stuck in the mud at a state park. Her name is Emma Tatuski. Ski at the end of her name. Remember how we used to say in school, I'm not saying it now, I'm just repeating it for editorial stupid Pollock. Well, there you go. I mean, this woman, she heard it a lot in school and it wasn't wrong, bro. Anyway, she went missing sometime around noon on June 26th and was known to visit Pinewood Pond in Stoughton and Lake Massapog in Sharon, Stoughton, police said in a news release. On Monday, Tatuski was found in nearby Borderland State Park, about 30 miles south of Boston, by hikers who said they heard a woman screaming for help in a swamp-like area. They couldn't get her to her on foot, so they called authorities for help. When officers arrived, they heard her, but police said they couldn't see her. Can you imagine this hearing a voice?
Where the hell was she?
Is your help? You're like, where the fuck's it coming from? Help! Where are you? Help! What the fuck? So we're about to find out in a minute, though. Police officers waded 50 feet from the shore through thick brush and swamp, and they found her. She was hidden in the brush, I guess. She may have been trapped for at least 3 days. Utilizing ATVs, the PD undertook rescue efforts to reach Emma and free her as she was stuck in the mud for several days. They want to thank everyone involved. The public never gave up hope that she would be located safely. She was conscious and alert, but suffered serious but not believed to be life-threatening injuries. She was taken to a local hospital for observation.
But I don't understand.
Yeah.
First of all, how is she 50 feet from the shore?
Why'd she go out so far?
Second, how is she what do you mean she's stuck in the mud? Like, was it up to her neck? Like, how is she stuck in the mud?
They don't say. I'm imagining her just having her fucking boot caught.
It's like a tree on top of her? Like, how is she stuck in the mud? Is she... I'm, like, so confused that they don't give any details.
And I do know that there's something called soft kind of mud where, like, you can sink in a little bit. But, I mean...
Like, the more you move... Like quicksand. The more you move, the...
Kind of, yeah. Like, the more you move, the quicker you go down. So, if you stand still, ideally, you just kind of stay there. So, maybe she was smart, but they didn't really elaborate. But if these people can bring machinery to go get her dumbass, it wasn't that kind. So, I mean... The fuck happened to her dumbass, and why didn't an animal eat her like they should have? She got really lucky.
Why couldn't she just?
She didn't know.
Through it and walk out.
They think she was there for 3 days. She doesn't know. I mean, the sun goes up and goes down, right?
She was missing for a week. So where was she the other 4 days?
Did no one care about this one?
I'm so
the animals didn't even care enough to eat this bitch. No one cared that she was missing. This is absolutely insane.
I'm so confused by it.
I'm sorry, but if I go somewhere, I just don't. Why are you 50 feet away from shore, by yourself, and not one person gave a shit about this woman? It's mind-boggling.
No,
how does someone just go missing?
She's like all the way out there, just covered in mud.
I mean, if I went missing for 3 days, and I don't know anybody, but there are people that would be like, wait, where the fuck did he go?
Yeah, yeah.
And this woman has to be more social than I am.
Right.
I mean, it's impossible to not be. So you would think someone would be like, hey, where the fuck is this woman? Whatever, man, but there you go.
Okay, well, 8 roller coaster riders were stuck upside down on a carnival ride Sunday at a Wisconsin festival.
Don't worry, it's just, thunder. If you could hear it.
This is why I don't go on rides, man.
Me neither.
Because, like, why does this keep happening? I feel like it's happening more and more, where people are stuck upside down on some fucking stupid goddamn amusement park ride. It's all the time.
Probably someone out there just fucking with people, you know?
The stoppage took place at the Forest County Festival in Crandon. The riders on the Fireball were stuck for at least 3 hours as first responders worked to bring them down safely. Upside down for fucking over 3 hours. Can you imagine the headache? Ugh. All we know is that there is a mechanical failure with the ride where it became stuck in the upright position. Captain Brennan Cook of the fire department said to the local news. The ride was recently inspected by the state of Wisconsin here on site, and at this time, we do not have any other information, so it passed inspection. Fox News Digital has reached out to festival organizers and authorities for additional information. A festival goer posted an image on Facebook showing the riders hanging upside down, saying they had been that way for 4 hours. Fuck that.
Damn.
He said a little girl who was stuck told fire officials to rescue an older man because he was struggling. Local reports said 7 of the 8 riders were children, and everyone involved was taken to the hospital for evaluation. Just no. Like, this keeps happening, man. And then, a couple days ago, I saw another article where someone posted a picture to, like, some social media. I don't know if it was Facebook or what. There was a crack in the roller coaster track, and the ride was going, and there was a and someone like took a snapped a picture of it and posted it online, and then they shut the ride down.
No maintenance. I mean, people don't really pay attention. How can you really pay attention at one of these places, you know?
Well, they're supposed to be looked at like certain amount of days. I don't know. I will never be on a roller coaster. Just no way.
Think about these places that you're going to, and you got to think about like what you're getting on when you go to these places too, and you got to think how stupid it is. I mean, there's a huge risk involved when you get on a tiny little metal cart that's barely put into place. You got like a tiny string that goes around your waist to keep you in place. It's not a real seat belt on most of these things. It's like a fucking rope that they tie around you that's not even tight. Getting tied on by some high school kid who doesn't care if you live or die, you know? It's the fucking person operating the ride is a felon. I mean, the guy's got his parole officer next to him when he's working. It's just like, and these rides are all old. They're all old and beaten up looking. They all got chips and rust on them, and you're getting on this thing with your family.
There was a place up in New York, and right before we moved down here, we brought the kids to it.
Yeah.
And it was called Huffman's Playland. And when I was growing up, my parents brought me.
Mm-hmm.
And when my parents were growing up, they went.
Yep.
That's how old this little play area was with all these freaking rides. Same exact rides from fucking opening day to the time that we brought the girls. Mm-hmm. It was the same ride, same layout, because I walked in there, I'm like, holy shit, everything is exactly in the same spot.
Yep.
Those rides were like probably like 50, 60 years old because my parents went as kids. I don't know. They just, it's weird.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of those kinds of places. I don't like rides. I mean, every year they get taken down, put back up. They take years of abuse, people doing shit on them. You know, how often are they clean? They get moved from town to town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff. I mean, you take something up, you put it back down multiple times. Eventually, it's going to stop working as intended. I mean, you can't just keep taking apart something and putting it back. It's never going to go back the same way. I'm just not a fan of these rides. They're not safe, but and you see why. That this is what happens there. So, all right, so here's the big story that's been going around on the internet. You don't really see it on the news as much because they wanted to bury the story as much as possible. So people are getting the fuck down in the White House. They're having a great time, and they're doing cocaine now. Did you see this one?
Yeah. Fucking, I also saw who was there.
Cocaine in the White House.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden's been there twice this week. They just talked about his second visit. Right after cocaine gets found at the White House. So this guy shows up at the White House, drops a bag of cocaine there. It gets found. They're like, oh, there's a powdery substance found in the White House. Tested it, and it turns out to be cocaine. In a decent society, every single person will be put on lockdown in that White House, and they would get tested immediately for drugs and removed from office. You would, because you don't want people in that highest of levels.
Yeah.
To be on any kind of drug. You don't want them to even smoke pot. I mean, and I love pot, obviously. And I think that's harmless. But, I mean, those people, you would hold them to a different standard, right? Like, if they want those standards...
Yeah, they're in charge of the fucking country.
Yeah, if you're in charge of the country, the most important decision... If you have the nuke button, I don't want you drinking a couple of beers on the side. I want you to be fucking on it at all times, you know? But, yeah, they're partying in the White House. So, here we go. A preliminary field test on a white substance found in the White House has reportedly come up positive for cocaine, law enforcement authorities said, and the U.S. Secret Service was investigating on Tuesday how it came to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. This story will be buried very quickly. You will, I mean, because they're going to find out who had it. Everyone knows who had it. I mean, they're all making jokes about it. Everyone knows it's Hunter Biden's fucking cocaine. If it's not his, it's his dad Joe's. I wonder why he gets hyped up before his fucking... They might be giving him an eight ball before he goes out there. He's always rubbing his nose and shit, trying to keep him awake and alert, you know? It could be that. But the presence of the substance, which has been out for further testing, I mean, I don't know how much more you fucking need, came to light late on Monday when a firefighter with the Washington, D.C. Fire Department's hazardous materials team radioed, "We have a yellow bar saying cocaine hydrochloride." A Secret Service spokesman, Anthony Guglielmi, told the Post that the discovery led to an elevated security alert and a brief evacuation of the executive mansion after it was found during a routine inspection. So they're acting like they have no idea where this came from. And apparently this isn't the first time illegal drugs entered the White House. The last time this happened was in 2013 when Snoop Dogg said he'd smoke weed in the bathroom there. And Willie Nelson confessed to smoking a joint on the White House roof during the presidency of Jimmy Carter. So it doesn't happen very often, but cocaine in the White House. We all know whose cocaine it was. This story, it's going to be a big non-story. It's horrific what's happened to this country where you got fucking drugs. You got cocaine in the White House, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You've got a fucking transgender flashing their tits.
Yeah.
All within a couple of months of cocaine now being shown at the... What the fuck, man?
It's a fucking... We're a joke, man.
The fucking pride flag. You fucking have that front and center over the American flag. At the White House. You have the fucking trans people showing their fucking weird created Frankenstein body parts there. You've got cocaine there. It's just... You got Joe Biden falling everywhere he goes. The guy can't form a sentence. He's just a fucking train wreck. You've got us fucking locking each other up over fucking words being said. It's just... It's absolutely insane. And there was actually a military recruitment video where it's a fucking person in drag trying to recruit people to the military. Are these the kind of people you want in there? I mean, I'm all for them getting shot, obviously, and fucking being removed from society. And if you're going to fight for the country and get shot, then all the more, you know, power instead of fucking shaking your shit in kids' faces. But can you imagine that? You got the fucking Russian army or whoever tries to invade us next, right? Fucking come out there all badass with their fucking, you know, guns in their tanks, and you got us on the other side with a bunch of fucking fruitcakes and heels just clicking up the fucking warpath. Hold on, excuse me, I'm not ready yet. What are the rules? Like, what the fuck, man?
What are the rules?
Like, seriously, what the fuck? I got hurt. No, someone shot me. No, I got hurt. No, I'm bleeding. Because you know how they're all about themselves. It'd be the most fucking pitiful war ever. We're just a fucking joke. We really are, man. We're watering down our fucking society. Did you see the affirmative action thing? They're bitching about that still?
No. Man, you know I don't pay attention. I scroll past all this shit. I don't give a fuck.
The affirmative action thing really just makes me fucking laugh because you're lowering the standards of a test that was set because we have the highest of bars at this certain school.
Yeah.
You have to be this smart to get in. To say that you need to fill a quota, and to fill that quota, you're going to lower the standards so that quota can get in. And you won't let people with the high, you know, test scores get in, is the most racist shit ever. These are some fucking old-ass laws that I'm finally happy are getting overturned because it's outdated. I mean, you did need affirmative action back in the day. You did. You needed it back in the day. But now you don't. Times have changed. It's time to get rid of that bullshit and just let people fucking get in on their merits. It's so insulting that our best doctors in like 20 years are going to be these affirmative action doctors that have no idea what the fuck they're doing. Meanwhile, the person who should have been the doctor is flipping burgers at Wendy's for being too smart on his SATs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit we're going to end up with. It's going to be fucking ridiculous, but there you have it. Did you hear about the mother that shot their son over a video game?
Oh, God, no.
This is my last one here. A teenager's in the hospital. His mother's facing charges after the two got into an argument on Thursday night. This is a fast one for you. Officers said they were called to an apartment complex on Spark Street, Southwest, where they found a 17-year-old who'd been shot several times. His mom shot him over the video game.
He wanted a chance to play, man.
He was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital for treatment. His current condition is unknown. Investigators identified the shooter as the victim's mother, 34-year-old Jaquana Butler. They say Butler and her son had gotten into an argument about a video game console when Butler pulled out a gun and shot her son several times. She was arrested and booked into the Fulton County Jail on charge of aggravated assault, reckless conduct, and cruelty to children.
What do you say when you're in there? Because as soon as you...
I tell that motherfucker to pass
the
stick.
As soon as you come in to jail, everyone wants to know why the fuck you're there. Right? So when you're asked, what they get you for, how are you going to tell them, oh, I shot my son multiple times?
I mean, this bitch don't play. That's what they say in jail. This bitch don't play.
Oh my god.
She probably became the highest of hoes until some dude said he was a woman and came in and beat the shit out of her and took over the top crown. She was probably the top dog. And then Jaquana Butler, man, good for her. Nobody likes the fucking video game hog. No one likes it. Sometimes you gotta pass the stick. If you don't pass the stick, man, some shit can go down.
Was he spending too much time on it and she wanted him off? Go outside, play with your little friends.
I doubt it.
Or does she want a chance to play?
Maybe she wanted to play. She's 34 years old. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm four.
And what game was it?
I play video
what?
Games. I'm four. Yeah. I'm four.
Yeah, you're four.
I'm four and I play video games. So
like 45.
My ass. Don't you be adding any years to this.
Well, I have one more. And I actually thought this was funny. A Georgia Subway restaurant is in hot water over a sign that appeared to make fun of the Titan submersible that imploded, killing five people on their way to view the Titanic at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. WTOC in Savannah first reported on the sign posted at the sandwich shop. It read, "Our subs don't implode." I think that's funny. It's not that big of a deal.
People lost family members there. I mean,
dude, they were billionaires.
Fuck them. They can die. They're only.
Billionaires who got on a shady ass thing.
They were stupid. No, I didn't say they were smart.
Where multiple people said, no, I had the opportunity, but something wasn't adding up.
Yeah.
It looked rinky dink and I didn't trust it, so I said no. Mm-hmm. These fucking idiots went on there. You get what you get.
I know, it's not the smartest thing.
So to me, it's funny.
Like, here's this fucking video game controller we picked up at a Radio Shack 10 years ago.
The only one I feel bad for is the kid that did not want to go.
That poor kid.
So we have been in contact with the franchise about this matter and made it clear that this kind of comment has no place in our business, a statement from Subway to Fox News Digital said. The sign has been removed. Social media users were quick to connect the sign to the tragic killing of five people on that stupid fucking sub that should have never been doing anything. They were saying that it was tacky and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I find it fucking hilarious.
See, I don't know, man. Like, I see stuff like that. I'm like, okay, that's too soon. But you can make a joke about the Titanic sinking. Like, we go down with our ship. Okay, I get a Titanic joke. It was 100 years ago. Who gives a shit anymore? But that's...
Our subs don't implode.
It's like, damn, man. That one's kind of hard. I'm like, shit, that one might be in bad taste. Man.
Also, it was announced today that apparently Subway is now... freshly cutting the meat.
Oh, great. It's going to take even fucking longer now.
So they will have slicers at their restaurants. No. And they added, I think, three or four new sandwiches. So, fresh cut meat.
I'm so sick of Subway.
I love Subway.
You love them. I don't.
So good.
You know what they need to do? Just say, listen, we're going to let you guys make the subs like a fucking human. But just don't go crazy, okay? Just don't go crazy. You know, you could hook up your friends or your regulars. Someone might tip you. But, you know, just don't be going crazy. I hate the fact that, like, okay, one slice, two slices, and they're folding it all perfect. It's like, I'm going to bite the motherfucker, chew it, and then shit it out later, motherfucker. It ain't going to be that pretty. Just throw it on there, close the sandwich, wrap it up, and give me the shit the fuck out of here, you know? They take forever.
It does take forever. I would like to just see. Like, do we get more meat now? Like, what's the deal? Are we going to get less? Because it's not pre-cut and you don't feel like slicing it. So you're just going to slice a couple slices and that's it. Like, I'm curious as to how that's going to work.
It's fucking terrible here. And the worst thing is when I go in there for one item. Because it's always you just getting the stuff.
Me.
It's only you. There's always some fucking asshole in front of me.
Yep.
That's got the biggest order in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the only good thing about there being a person with a lot of sandwiches and shit is I get a lot of time to think, and I'm always trying to figure out why the hell you love this segment. Why the hell do you love it so much? Can you tell me?
Because it's the last one, you bitch, and I thought we were going to be talking about subs because they taste amazing.
They're not that
but
good.
Go ahead. Asshole.
All right, but before I get into the asshole segment, I do want to talk about my favorite sponsor of the show, our friends over at Binoid. That's BINOID.com. Makers of the greatest THC on the planet Earth, and I'm on some right now. It's kicking in. I'm losing it. Fading off into that beautiful land of just brain massages from God himself. I feel it in my head already. It's kicking in. It's feeling great. I like the edibles. If you guys don't like edibles, you can get the wax, the dabs, the flower, the seeds, the pre-rolls. You can get the vapes. You can get the disposables. You can get the little cigarettes now. You can get the little cigarettes. You can get all sorts of different types. The wax, the dabs, the doodads. You can get the Rice Krispie treats, the Fruity Pebble treats, peanut butter cups, candy bars, peach rings, watermelon slices, gummy bears, gummy worms, and the sour diesel patch. You can get all this stuff at Binoid.com and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order. I fucking love these guys. I really do. I got another order to place actually on Friday, so can't wait for my Binoid package to come in the mail. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This person wants to know, am I the asshole for ignoring a guy that made me uncomfortable? This one can go either way. If a guy makes you uncomfortable, you have every right to ignore them. But is this a woman who's like, oh, I'm so pretty, no one wants to leave me alone? Like, is this one of those bitches?
It's probably one of them.
He could be the asshole here, so let's just not judge a book by its cover. Let's see. I recently went on a trip with my friend organized by my university class. On the first day, this guy from another class approached us and asked if he could join us for lunch. We noticed that everyone else in his class was avoiding him, but we thought he was lonely, so we agreed to let him eat with us. Immediately, it's clear why his classmates ignore him. He seems to be the most unaware of social clues and has uncommon hobbies. However, I try to be nice to him. My friend on the other side keeps being rude to him and acts very bothered by his presence. The trip goes on and on, and the guy keeps staring at us from afar, tries to interact and hang out with us, despite us clearly showing that we want to be by ourselves. So right now, they're starting to sound like bitches, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, he asked both me and my friend for our numbers to go out for drinks later that night. We both say no. However, he waits until I am alone and corners me, asking again for my number. All right. Right, and now he's starting to sound a little creepy, like this is the beginning of a fucking movie or some shit, you know? I give in, since professors are close by and I don't want to cause a scene. Maybe this is where I made a mistake, you fucking think, dumbass? Throughout the day, he starts complimenting me, specifically my physical appearance. I do not engage with him. Then he starts complaining that I never speak, that he still knows nothing about me. Professors jump in on that, agreeing that I'm extra quiet. I admit that I'm sensitive about this topic, so I start becoming extra uncomfortable. So the professors...
Just say something!
So this guy's just harassing the shit out of her.
Yeah.
The professors are even like, yeah, you're too stuck up, bitch. Give him some pussy. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, maybe she's quiet in class or something. Maybe they were agreeing to that. Yeah, she is quiet. But, like, why isn't she saying anything? But, like, okay, dude...
Because she's quiet.
Yeah, but if someone's creeping you out that much...
Yeah, you got to do something before you end up on a fucking special.
Yeah, like, and you gave him the number, which is like a go-ahead.
Yeah,
she fucked up so many times.
She fucked up so many... You give someone your phone number, that's basically like saying, okay, I want you in my life in some capacity, you know?
And she said that he cornered her.
Yeah.
Yet professors were nearby. So you, like, nothing was going to happen because other people were in the room. You didn't have to give your freaking number. I don't like this girl.
Mm-mm.
Real I don't. I think this dude was looking for friends, and like she's just like, "Leave me alone." Well, then say, "Leave me alone," because you're not. He's not getting it.
I'm feeling right now there's a lot missing to this story.
Yeah, I don't know.
This constant bother continues with him complaining that I'm not speaking enough, that I'm not smiling, etc. I was already uncomfortable at this point. I make a joke to my friend that I see a bed exposed in a shop window, saying I was so tired I would gladly go sleep there. The guy chimes in, commenting that lots of people would surely pay to look at me. My friend scolds him for being a creep, and he plays dumb. Later that night, we go to dinner, and this guy, of course, sits in front of me. So this guy goes from being an outcast to always being around.
Yeah.
She's leaving out so many pieces of the story, and I think she is an asshole just because of that. She's only given her side, which I understand. She's writing the fucking question.
At any point, even the friend could have said, go away, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. Okay, you're quiet. I get it, and you're trying to be nice, but you're completely ignoring him at this point. He's not getting the hint.
He's overly aggressive.
The friend apparently doesn't seem to have a problem, like, keeping her mouth shut, so why isn't she just saying, go the fuck away, man. Yeah. We don't want you near us.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. I don't get it.
Yeah. So, my friend's sitting next to me, but with her back directed towards me throughout the whole dinner. So, I'm forced to interact with this guy. You're not. You're not
turn
forced to interact with them. You're not.
Turn your ass around and eat on your lap.
This girl is, she is leading him on.
Yeah, this
she's
is
She's leading
yes,
him on.
Much.
She's leaving out way too many, there's too many holes in this already. She's leading him on. So I'm forced to interact with them while professors keep teasing me because I am so quiet.
Okay.
There's something
with her.
There's something, it's her. It's 100% her. She's an asshole.
Because if the professors won't leave her alone.
Yeah, I can't see all these people being in on this guy raping this girl or being a creep. It's her embellishing a lot of this, I'm guessing. It just, well, let's see if it changes here. My friend even encourages the guy to keep talking to me, despite me previously telling her I was very uncomfortable. In the end, the guy asked me to go out together. I refused, saying I'm very busy. At this point, I was panicking, and I was so stupid not to say I'm in a relationship or that I'm not interested. He keeps insisting, and I keep rejecting him. Finally, the dinner ends, and I'm very upset both at him and at my friend for not helping me at all through this uncomfortable situation. The first day we were all back home, he texts me, "How are you?" Of course, I don't reply since I'm still bothered. My friend, however, tells me I'm being too harsh. Am I the asshole?
You're an asshole. You put yourself in this situation.
Yeah.
She's
a fucking idiot.
This is an annoying situation, and you didn't put a stop to it. And yeah. There's, I think that something else is going on. If the professors are even all up in it.
I can't see professors engaging
like
in illegal activity.
She's acting
a student.
A certain way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, she's...
Because the professors are teasing her. So she's acting and putting herself in... Like, this is her.
She's sending out all the wrong signals to this guy. This guy should have given up. And, you know, I'm not the type to say all men are assholes or whatever. I mean, this guy's probably a nice kid who just wants to meet a nice girl. He likes her. And she's giving him mixed signals. She's not telling all the side of the story. She's flirting back with him.
And the friend is even on the dude's side. Something is not right.
She's flirting back with this guy. He goes, he's like, what the fuck? I'm trying to nail this chick. And every time we get together, she acts weird. You know, that's exactly what it... Yes, you know, she's different here, but when we get together, she's a completely different person. I guarantee you that's what's going on here. She's a fucking bitch. She ain't the asshole.
No,
she's the bitch.
She's too much.
Stuck up ass bitch.
Yeah, no. She gave her number, and the friend is even encouraging it. So, there's something else going on. I think it's her.
Yeah.
She's the problem.
Yeah, and you're a woman.
Yeah.
Born with a vagina.
Yeah.
So there you go.
She's the problem.
And you're saying it, too, so I'm saying it myself. As a man with a penis from birth, we are cisgenders. And we are both saying that this person's
wrong.
I'm
just
wrong.
A normal person.
Yeah,
I don't need a fucking stupid nickname.
Yeah, I am so with you there.
Cisgender, fuck that.
It's so fucking... The only thing that should identify us is... Are you American? Yep. Then that's it. That's it. You should check off a box. Are you American? Yes. There you go. You're fuck. Who cares if you're man, woman, black, white? Are you qualified? Yes. Do you live in this country? Yes. Okay, you're in. That's all you should fucking do. But whatever. The Democrats want you to look every other way.
Anyway, she's an asshole.
She is.
I think this is all her. I think this whole thing is shady as fuck.
But she's self-reflected here. She goes, I feel like I gave him so many signals that I was not interested, and he actively chose to ignore them. On the other side, maybe I was not clear enough on not being interested in him in the first place.
You think?
I guess I might have been somewhat guilty.
Bitch, you gave your number.
Yeah.
You gave your number.
Your real one. You could have given a fake one.
You allowed him to continue to sit with you, walk with you all over the place. Didn't tell him to go at any point. Give me a break. This is all on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. I don't know. Get the fuck out of here.
She's a fucking asshole. But I did have the follow-up story here for you. Because I did say at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I did this strategically.
Because
your BFF started the show.
Okay.
So but we're going to finish it. We're bringing it home, baby. We are the closers.
So
we are the
stupid.
Showstoppers.
All right.
Me and my BFF. And this is actually a very cute, heartwarming story here. So apparently there's a social media account of Henry Cavill's number one fan.
Okay, I see. I was thinking it was going to be something horrible about the show. But okay, good.
Well, my BFF sent the note in with this article. I want to fuck Henry Cavill. Okay, here's your article, nerds. That's what she said here. So there it is. That's part of the note that she put there. She said she wants to... I don't know if that was her thoughts coming out loud or if it was something that she wanted me to read on the air. I'm not sure. I guess I'll find out later. But he is the best Superman by far. Him and Brandon Routh is a close number two. The guy from Superman Returns...
I don't mind this guy. I've liked him in everything that he's been in.
Oh, wait, no, what the fuck am I talking about? Christopher Reeve was number one. I forgot all about Christopher Reeve, because he's been gone for a long time, man. Fuck. Yeah, Christopher Reeve, number one. This guy would be a number two. Brandon Routh, number three.
I like him as Superman, and I liked him in Tudors. I like him in The Witcher.
He's good.
So, whatever.
I'll be seeing him in The Witcher, so there you go. All
right.
So maybe I want to fuck him, too. So this is a really cute one here. So open your heart and appreciate the adorable things in life. Jesus, man. Can I read the fucking article or something? Make me laugh. A French bulldog went to had a blast with the premiere of The Witcher Season 3 on Wednesday night. Rory the Frenchie, as she's known on TikTok and the Don't Stop,
nope,
Stop.
No. Nope. Keep going with the article.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. God. I want to sex you up.
Okay.
I love it. All right, so there you go. This is a huge Henry Cavill stan, whatever the fuck a stan is. So Netflix set a trap for all of us by inviting the pup to the premiere and making sure there were photographers around every step of the way. I'm not prepared to be cynical about this. The dog is cute, more animals should be doing step and repeats. Rory the Frenchie is a viral phenomenon. If you are in a particular algorithmic lane of TikTok that serves you nerd-ass fantasy content and videos of pets watching TV and making faces, owner Heather Land's account for the French Bulldog boasts over 388,000 followers.
Damn.
Following a fucking bulldog who tunes in on the regular to watch Rory cosplay and thirst over Henry Cavill. So this dog, I guess, when Henry Cavill's on the screen, this dog, like, stops barking. It just goes to the screen. It knows the voice. If they're watching Superman and Batman's talking, the dog's barking. Superman comes on, the dog shuts up and runs to the TV. It's the cutest thing you'd ever see here. The dog dresses up in a cosplay as him, and Henry Cavill got to meet this dog.
That's awesome.
He held the dog. They took a little picture. They had a moment together. It was really cool, man. So, Do you think this dog fucking knew? Do you think this dog knew?
I would love to know if the dog got excited as soon as like he got within eyesight.
I don't think the dog would have known. And I'm gonna crush everyone because that's what I do here is I crush fucking hopes and dreams.
Well, I think that's cute.
But think of it this way: so our voice sounds different if you play the podcast back.
But your BFF's cat likes.
Yeah,
to listen.
But right? I guarantee, yeah, the cat will sit right there and just fucking listen to the whole show from start to finish. Except for when you come on, then it hisses.
Okay, hey.
And starts scratching up screens and shit. So.
It's all good.
But no, like I was saying, what the fuck? You got me off my track here. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so sound comes out differently. So if a dog's hearing Henry Cavill's TV voice through like the radio and whatnot, and it hears him speak for real, you think it would, like, okay, that's the same person or would just sound different, you know?
Who you're talking to someone in the room?
It doesn't know a scent. Now it does.
Knows what he looks like.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think we're giving his dog too much credit here.
The dog's dream came true, man.
All right, fine. All right, fine. It's cute. I'm gonna stop trying to shit on the thing.
I would like to see a picture of the dog.
It's cute. I'll send it to you after the show here. I'll send you.
That's probably adorable.
Because I already X'd out everything, but yeah, Rory the dog. So
that's neat. I like that. I like that story.
Very cute story. So. It's Wednesday. Mm. We got a couple more days to go. We are going to make... Yeah, it's been a crazy week.
It is Wednesday. Why was I thinking it's Monday?
I don't know. It's been a wild one, but...
Jesus Christ.
We are going to make it to Friday. It's been a crazy week. A lot of crazy shit going on around the household here, but we are going to make it together with all you lovely listeners out there. I'm going to be finishing the Vampire Diaries. If I can get it done by Friday, I'll do it Friday, but I'm thinking Monday I'm going to give a final review on that show, and hopefully it's not as bad as it could be, because I hear one of the girls is leaving, and she's a pretty big part of the show, so I'm curious how they're going to wrap that up.
So who is keep spoiling shit?
I mean, you. You told
me. Absolutely not.
I mean, this is when you were watching it, you told me.
Okay.
I was
going to say, because I have not spoiled shit.
Well, you would tell me what you're up to, and you would tell me about the show when you were watching it. And I have a decent memory with certain things, so I do remember her leaving the show, the character, and that was a big deal in the news. Like, how are they going to do the show? Mm-hmm. So I'm curious how that's going to happen, and that should be coming up soon. So I'm very curious how that wraps up. But as long as Sweet Caroline, as long as she's still on the show, I'm happy. So I fucking love Caroline, man, and she's just the best. I don't know, she's the best. So I'm gonna be doing that. What about you?
I'll be watching right behind you, man.
Oh, goodness. You fucking bitch. Always behind me, chasing my tail.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm gonna end up watching The Witcher 2, but I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna, when it gets closer to the second half of the season coming out, which is sometime this month. I have to look it up what day it is. And then, maybe I'll, I gotta get myself to, I know it took like an episode or two for me to get into it. It was very slow moving, I remember that. Mm-hmm. But I also remember loving it.
Yeah.
So it's just getting my ass to freaking turn it back on is the freaking problem.
It's going to be tough. So, it's going to be tough. I'll probably be doing that. Finish up Vampire Diaries and I'll switch over to... there's so many things out there now for me. I might just go right to the originals.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that one, then I'll do which... I don't know, man. I'm seeing all these things and I might not even finish this show.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens here. So tell them where they can find us.
You can find us if you really have to at Voice...
No, they want to find us there. You can send the movie or email if you have to.
Voice of Misery on all platforms. And then you can also head over to the email that Nerd never checks and I never look at.
I check it occasionally. When I do, it's a mess.
Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.